Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Weekly Conversation, a conversation that you're a part of, folks. This is breaking news. Rob Porter has announced his resignation. He was a White House staff secretary who's alleged to have abused two of his ex-wives. Also, there are new text messages between FBI's Peter Stork and Lisa Page that are raising questions about President Obama's involvement in Hillary Clinton's email investigation? Gee, how could that be? That can't be. My thoughts on this, because it can't be. Republicans and Democrat Senate leaders have announced a budget agreement, which is being taken down by, you guessed it, someone that I kind of, Ron Paul. He wants to cut the defense funding. The defense spending, so we'll have to see. He may be, I'm sure there's other spending we can cut, but the defense spending, I don't agree with cutting. I do respect you a lot, Ron, but that's something I think we need to spend on. Nicole Eggerhart first came out forward, you know, last month with several tweets alleging that Scott Baio, who is now 57, molested her many times when she was 14 to 17, and he's come out denying it 100%, and until there's proof one way or the other, but until that comes out, that he's like, yeah, I did it, I don't buy any of this. Qualified hourly and salary Chipotle Mexican Grill employees will receive a one-time bonus of up to $1,000, and some staff employees will receive stock grants, and CVS is going to increase their wages and all this stuff, thanks to Trump. I want to get into that, because people are saying that that $1,000 gift might only probably only be realistically like $250, but hey, give me $250 extra. You know, Debbie Downer, all that stuff, and there's much, much more. So welcome to the program that you are a part of. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and you know, we had a crazy day at work today, and Josiah was there, and I'm just like, God's great. And we got through it. I mean, what can you do? You just give God the glory every day. I don't get it, because, and I'm not downplaying anything. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, name a Hollywood celebrity, name someone who's famous who's not being accused of being abusing their wives or sexual harassment or something. It is rampant. What is going on in this world? But it doesn't have to, you don't have to look too far to see people, you know, eating Tide Pods and doing the hot grill. Okay, let me turn on the stove and burn myself. That's real smart. I did a spoof on that, the hot coil thing. One of my good friends, a real close friend, she flipped out. I'm like, I was going to write, okay, you know me. You've worked with me for like 7+ years in a restaurant. I'm not that stupid. I've been burned before severely by boiling out of fire and I was carrying the boiling water, put it on a cart, rolled the cart over to the sink, and when I went to dump it, it slipped out of my hands, landed flat on the ground, splashed up one side, went up the other, bang, all on my legs and my feet. I'm like, okay, I just need to quick change pants, I'll be fine. By the time I got my pants off, I was sitting there in my underwear, and I had second degree burn, everything, and they're like, well, we're trying to figure out, somebody went to get their SUV to take me, and they said, we already got an ambulance. So, I know what it's, you know, it's, but that's this world, you know. Yeah, I did a funny spoof. I'm going to take my glasses off and burn my face. And I got a new thing. It's called a job challenge. Go to a place, fill an application, and start working. The job challenge. You know, it's amazing how all these... Okay, now I don't care what you believe, what you support, whatever. How many people out there remember when Obama was president, companies giving bonuses, helping people out, increasing wages? Nope. Well, as you all know recently, it's tax time. As many of you know, and they talk about, what are you going to do with your refund? Imagine if you gave someone a like $200 and he gave you back like $50. Man, that's your refund, man. No, wait a minute. No, I gave you 200. Where's my two? No, man, I spent some of it. Here's $50. You'd be outraged. It's not a refund, folks. You give the government money and they don't give it back to you. And in a lot of cases, we give them, like me and my wife give the government money and then they want more money from us. Ridiculous. We need to have a flat tax. Okay, if you make this much, you pay, like, make it 10%, 5%, whatever it is, and everyone pays that across the board so that, well, the rich pay 10% of their income, you pay 10% of your income. How hard is that? It's not rocket science, folks. But it's not a dang refund, especially when you owe. When you count on it as part of your paycheck, and then we get done doing our taxes, and it goes, you have been accepted for 1 year in the Jelly of the Month Club. I mean, then when you're sitting there going, okay, well, not only do I was hoping to get at least a couple $100. And you can't use one to pay the other. So if you owe $500 on one and you're getting $400 back on the other, you can't use the one to pay the other. Yeah, you can't use the state to pay for the federal or whatever. But since me and my wife don't have kids and all this stuff, I need to find out what we can buy that we can claim, like support animals or whatever. Yeah, these are my support ants. So I got like 5 million of them. Yeah, my wife slash producer wants to have a tiger. Okay. Lion, tigers, bears, whatever the heck. Remember Siegfried and Roy? That's all I'm going to say. See, I guess I'm smart. I would never stick my head in a tiger's mouth, period. I'm smarter than that. Yeah, I'm educated. He must be a liberal. I'm just saying. Yeah. I keep meaning to look up how many tons of food they eat a day. But anyways, when you're expecting a couple bucks back and now you got to figure out not only am I not getting a couple bucks back that would help me pay bills? Now I got to figure out where I'm going to get money to pay for the taxes that I see. I really honestly think this. If you want to pay high taxes, if you think Obama was right, then you should have the right. I should have the right to say, you know what? I don't want to pay for the Colts stadium. Why should I don't support that. I don't support the NFL. They're a billion-dollar corporation. Why don't they take their money and help pay for the stadiums? Why should my tax dollars go to stuff? I don't want to pay taxes. I'm against taxes. I don't think we should have them at all. So why should I have to pay for something I don't agree with? All these liberals that want extra taxes, then they should have to pay for it. I mean, if we're going to do taxes at all, it should be a flat tax to where you can't bitch. You're paying 10% or 5% across the board. Done deal. No matter where you live, no matter what country you're from, you should have one flat thing. FBI's Peter Storky and Lisa Page, there were texts between them that are raising questions about President Obama's involvement with the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And, you know, there's tons of evidence that the Obama administration was spying on Trump. Well, they were spying on Trump. It's not, that's fact. I mean, some liberal douche is going to say, oh, that's not fact, that's not fact. Folks, it was fact. So it's one of these things that I don't get it, because there's no proof of collusion between Russia and Trump, but George Bush thinks so, the former president thinks so, but there's really nothing. But liberals believe it. But when there's all these text messages and all this stuff, they raise concern about President Obama helping Clinton and spying on Trump and looking into the investigation of her to ensure it doesn't go any further than a basic investigation. Of course, you know, these texts, oh, they weren't sent, you know, they'll make up anything. There was a hacker that hacked the phone and he sent the emails, and it couldn't be Obama or Clinton or... Okay, they have very, very highly secure military encryptable phones. Unless you were given ultra high top security clearance, you can't even call President Obama's cell phone. You have to, even if you met President Obama and he gave you the number, it will not allow a call to even go near his phone unless it's been approved by high security clearances. And you're going to tell me that these texts are not real between these FBI people about all this? I don't get it, but maybe someone out there can explain to me how it's not what it... Well, that's not really what's going on. What's really going on, you know. What's really going on is liberals don't want to see America successful. That's what's going on. I mean, George Soros spent $300 million, and what did he get? A Hillary Clinton t-shirt. Well, I don't know if you've heard this, but... He is actually, I was reading an article today, three of them actually, where it's been reported, one was actually out of the BBC. I think it was the Sun Times in London, where they reported that George Soros delivered 400,000 pounds, roughly $560,000, to an anti-Brexit Best for Britain campaign. That's fact. The Brexit was where Britain wants to kind of get themselves out of the EU and all this stuff and get and be their own kind of, we want to do our own thing. We don't want to be a part of the EU. We don't, You know, there are people in Britain that want to get out of the UN and all that stuff. And, you know, God, you know, they want to have, there are people that really, really, really want a, want to keep everybody in it. They want, because there are a lot of people that believe in a higher government, like a world government that technically controls everything. Yeah, he wants, he was against the Brexit. He didn't want England to leave. Yeah, he wanted Britain to stay. And of course, you know, he lost. So, that's how that goes, you know, people don't, and that's proof that he invested that tons of money. He invested tons in trying to help Hillary Clinton win, and of course, he got a t-shirt out of it because she lost. We got some great laughs seeing all those liberals crying. Oh, Lord, it's fun, though. And I think people are starting to wake up. I think slowly, that's what I try to get on this show. I don't care what you believe. I love if you support Hillary Clinton. Know what she stands for. Know how corrupt she is. Like this post says, the left say corrupt billionaires are the problem. The right says corrupt government is the problem. And I'm like, you do realize corrupt billionaires are running the corrupt government, right? You know, all these people on the left, all these corrupt Republicans and that are rich and greedy and billionaires. Well, they're supporting a very rich and wealthy liberal. We'll have to wait and see on that. We'll have to wait and see how this goes, because H.R. 1227, Ending Federal Marijuana Prohibition Act. Thomas Garnett, a Republican out of Virginia. It's interesting, because when you look into it, we'll have to see where this goes. Because people are starting to wake up and realize, hey, they told us all this crap for years. And look at what happened to Colorado. They haven't had any of the problems that they said was going to happen with cannabis. Look at Washington State. It's benefiting their communities. It's helping. It's not hurting. And they're like, wait a minute here. I remember in California, there was like a school shooting. And right down the road from it, the police had to waste their time as the DEA raided Oaksterdam. And the police there were pissed off royally because they support medical cannabis. They support cannabis legalization. And they couldn't be where they needed to be at a school shooting because they had to watch. If I was them, I would have just walked off. I would have said, screw it. I would have left. And I would have been at that shooting. If I was an officer, I would have been at that shooting in a heartbeat helping out. So, it's nice to see that people and communities are starting to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute. All this stuff that they said was going to happen, all this, oh, violence is going to go up 1,000,000%, crime is going to go up, people are just going to be killing each other by the thousands and millions, and it's just going to be a huge war zone because pot's legal all of a sudden, and then they're finding out, hey, kids aren't using it in droves. Because that's, oh, well, as soon as you legalize, kids are just going to be at the, no, kids, it's not. It's not being used and abused, and it's not the problem like they say it is. And then they try to say, well, okay, we have an opioid epidemic. Yeah, all we need is a pot epidemic. If I was to tell you how much pot is in this country and smoked now and it's illegal, it probably is 50 million times opioid use. I mean, look at Willie Nelson. I mean, if pot's a gateway drug, it better hurry up because that dude's almost 110. I mean, it's just, I think in 5 years, it's going to be legal. I honestly do. I think, you know, there's already bills in the House and Senate in Indiana and the legislature to give, to allow all of us to use CBD. I use CBD right now. Now, if it's real cannabis seed, if it's real hemp CBD, or is it real, I don't know if it's to where you have to get all the THC out of it, you know, or what, or if it's, because that's the true main difference between marijuana CBD and hemp CBD, because a lot of what you call hemp CBD has no THC in it, where if you get really, really good high CBD from like California or stuff, they'll have maybe 4% or 5% THC in there, and they'll have like 20% CBD. Yeah, there's, it's like, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, I mean, like they've in Kentucky, they've had to burn hemp crops that had like 0.0000001% THC. You could take all that hemp and extract all the THC and probably not even get a percent. Oh, but since, you know, it was above the limit allowed, it's ridiculous. And it was being grown for textiles and stuff. That's how we, but I mean, that's the hypocrisy on this crap. But as we expose on this show, the ridiculous BS. There you go. This stuff can kill you, but we're going to go ahead and burn a crop that's for industrial purposes. Republicans and Democrat Senate leaders have announced that they have come to a budget agreement somewhat, but it's still have people like Ron Paul coming out and basically saying, hey, I think we have too much budgeted for military spending and stuff. And I do agree with Ron Paul a lot, not on everything. I don't agree with anybody on everything. I mean, I never really cared for George Bush, and look what's happened. Now he's coming out saying that, oh, there's significant evidence that Trump and Russia, there's collusion. Well, we'll show it. He ain't showing it because it ain't there. I mean, but this country would have been in a real hurt if we would have had another Bush as president. We would have had Jeb Bush. It would have been going, and it would have been another track race where, okay, well, you're going to have Clinton or Bush going to the, I mean, that's why I liked Trump. He's like, well, I'm going the other direction. I'm not going in the same direction you are. I'm going to be different. I'm tired of having two politicians that are going to get you to the same endpoint. One's going to go 100 miles an hour, one's going to go 10 miles an hour. Well, if you look at the end result, the guy that goes 10 miles an hour is still going to get to the same finish line as the guy that goes 100 miles an hour. I've talked about it many times. Trump was like, okay, I'm going to do a 180 and go the other direction because it's not working. You know? But one thing, I mean, but one thing I do disagree with on Trump, and it's not a disagreement, it's just if you know how much it costs to fly Air Force One, it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to fly that thing. And to go and do a speech here and to do and to travel like he does, that's just really costly. And I think there's some things that are not as justified as others. I mean, it's just something that, I mean, that's what got me mad when Obama was president. How he was flying everywhere and on vacation every other weekend. And it's a lot of tax dollars. And it's not, it's just something that every president is going to do. And it's something that just, to me, I don't know. So, and it's not a negative. I mean, I wear, you know, I love, and I wear Sequoia Pain Relief footwear. And I say the only real negative thing about it is once you wear those shoes, you can't wear anything else. Because they're just amazing shoes. And it's not really a negative, but it's like, if you want to have a type of shoe that they don't make, you can't wear it because, you know, you're stuck with the 5 or 6 designs they have. But then to be really pain-free, hey. I don't know if you ever watched Charles in Charge. Loved it. No problem with anything on that show. There's never a problem with anybody on that show until recently. Guess who's been on Fox a lot? Coming out as a conservative. Scott Baio. Ever since he's come out as a conservative, now Nancy Eagerhart say, oh yeah, you know, he, when I was 14 to 17, he molested me. He was doing all kinds of inappropriate things with me and all this stuff. And until he actually comes out and say, yes, I did this, which he has stopped. He has from day one said, this is bull crap. I don't know where this is coming from. Yet he has flatly denied it. I don't buy any of it. Until there's actual proof, but I don't know if Nancy Eagerhart is a liberal or not, or if it even political is even playing a game into it. But it just seems like everybody in this world is just like, oh, like, I swear, it's like, you're not, I'm doing something wrong because I am a man. See, me and my wife are doing something really wrong because I'm a man, I'm married to a woman, and I'm not having sexual abuse, or I'm not beating or doing something. You know, oh, that one lady, yeah, she can't accuse me of sexual allegations because I gave her the money back. I mean, that's what, how, I don't get this, as that was a joke, by the way. No, I was giving you the money back, you gave me. But anyway, you know, I mean, it's like, we're like that, like, nothing against anybody. I have friends that are pansexual and transgender and all that stuff that are, you know, that are gay and bi and all that stuff. So what? I'm nothing wrong with that, but it's like, everybody, it seems like every time I turn around, someone else is like, is accusing somebody. And I'm not saying for, but I just have this belief from what I've seen. It's very easy. Just like a black man says, hey, you know, I get accused of all this stuff. Men can be the same way. If a woman said, I raped her, I'm guilty until I prove myself innocent. No one's gonna think, oh, I didn't do it. Oh, you're guilty. Prove yourself innocent. You know? It's almost like some of the stereotypes you associate with Native Americans or blacks or whatever, Asians, you know, there's a stereotype that if a woman says you abused her or raped her or whatever, you did it, and no matter what. I mean, even if you can prove, okay, I was out of the country when that happened, no, you still did it somehow. Maybe she just got the days mixed up. You did it, we know it. Okay, well, I've never met this woman, never seen her before. And they'll still have you, they'll still believe you did it, even though there's no way you could possibly have done it. But and by the way, ladies, I'm not putting anything, I mean, there are women that have been abused, and that's wrong. And that's a wrong, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, a woman, she can literally just say, hey, he abused me. Yep, okay. Look at Michael Jackson. I've met several, there are several celebrities who've come forward recently that said, hey, I've known Michael Jackson. He is the farthest, he's the last person on earth that would ever want to do. I've been molested before. I've been abused. He was the farthest thing from doing that. You know, but hey, all I have to do is say, Michael Jackson abused me, and hopefully he'll just pay me under the table to shut me up. You know, just like that finger in the chili at Wendy's and some of these incidences. People just hope that I'm going to put a rat in, I think it was at Olive Garden. she had like a mouse and put it in her salad. Oh, I found this in my salad. Hoping that they would just like, here you go, we'll pay off. We don't want to have bad publicity, so we're just going to quick give you a bunch of cash and sweep it under the table. But what they realize is, okay, this couldn't happen, that couldn't happen, this couldn't, you know. Like that Olive Garden incident. This guy goes, I don't buy your story, ma'am. And he took the rat. No, what? No, this is evidence. And he goes, I've got a buddy at the university. In about 2 minutes, he'll be able to tell me if she's truthful or not. And the one manager goes, how in the hell are you going to do that? He goes, well, I can tell if this is like a laboratory mouse that's bred for like feeding snakes and just like you get at a pet store, or if it's one that's wild that would have been in the store. And of course, it was one that would have been bought in at a supermarket, at like a pet store. Instantly, you know, that's, you know. But it's just nothing, no offense to any women out there or anything, but, you know, there's just this thing, like, I don't know. All these accusations are coming forward, and it's like, how do you know who to trust and who not to believe? And that's why I like with Scott Baio, until he comes out and says, hey, I did it. Yep, I don't buy any of it. No offense to Nancy and Nicole, but until there's proof, you know. David Axelrod, this makes me want to puke, because that guy is like number two. I hate that dude. But he's a former senior advisor to President Obama who slammed Trump, saying that he only tweeted about the death of the NFL player because he can push his illegal immigration agenda with it. Like, he wouldn't have done that without that. Give me a break. He has reached out to so many people in so many situations. But don't worry. Don't worry there, David Axelrod. You know, Nancy Pelosi can't stand up for Americans and Americans who died in this country, but she can talk for 8 hours about the DACA dreamers. Yeah, these dreamers, you know, she supports these dreamers. And someone goes, you don't? I said, well, no. I don't support the Dreamers because most of them have been here long enough to where they could be citizens by now. It's amazing when I've met people that have been here 15 or 16 years that can't speak English, that are still not a citizen. You know, you're a Dreamer for a reason, because you could be a citizen by now. Yeah, I'm a dreamer. But, hey, problem we have is so many people don't get it. They don't understand. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll wake up and realize that, oh, they want to put DACA. I want to be illegal so I can get all the benefits that some of these people get. It's crazy. Yeah, they don't get it. I mean, when you know how much money those people get, you know, Nancy Pelosi's talk-a-thon. I could speak for all Angel's parents that would say we wish she would do a shut-up-a-thon. Laura Wilkinson, she is a mother whose son was killed by an illegal immigrant. I want to see her, Nancy Pelosi, confront Laura Wilkinson. Now, boo-hoo. You got some illegal. Oh, there's some great illegals here. Well, Okay, well, great. Bank robbery is illegal. Can I be a great bank robber? Yeah, I can. Doesn't mean it's legal. I can be a great crack smoker. Doesn't mean it's legal. You can be a great illegal. Why don't you do what my ancestors did who became citizens? I hate people who come here who don't want to become a citizen, don't want to learn English, don't want to respect our views, our laws, our rules, our way of life. See, no, my son comes to this school and you have to, this is bullcrap. What do you have to force him to? My son should not have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, your son doesn't have to be in this country either. You have a choice. You know, if I'm not going to support the French Marseillaise and say it and support it, I probably shouldn't live in France. By the way, it's one of the most bloodiest national anthems ever, but I'm just saying. If you don't support what Germany stands for and you don't back them and don't believe in that, maybe you shouldn't live in Germany. Maybe you should find a country that you do support. I'm just saying, you know. All these liberals, all they care about is they want votes. And what's going to screw these liberals is when the blacks start to realize that, hey, they don't care about us anymore. Well, they never did. All they wanted was your vote, and they think they got your vote to where you'll vote for them, period. And once they realize that these black people are on to the fact that now they've switched to a whole nother demographic, hey, you don't care about me. I'm not going to, maybe it'll wake up some of these people that are deaf, dumb, and blind. I want to get into this because I was reading this article and it has a stockbroker with an orange dancing bear. The Dow shredded 133 points, one of the second highest or highest drops. And the stock market is, I'd be scared if I was a stockbroker right now. Because we're in scary times in terms of not bad, but okay. Stock market's going up and up and up. Eventually, it's going to have to do the uncertainties. It's going to drop some because people are going to, hey, look at what I did. This stock was here. It went up to here. I'm going to cash out a bunch. I've made money. I invest in silver. And I have some silver that I paid 10 bucks for and some I paid 30 bucks for. And I, when it got up to 40, I sold some of my silver because I made a good amount of money on the silver that I got rid of. But I kept a chunk of it because I'm like, well, if it continues to go up and go up and go up, oops, my bad. But what I did sell, I made money on either way. So the 20 ounces I sold, I made money on. But if it continues to rise, okay. And what did it do? It started to go back down like I thought it would. I didn't think it would continue to rise and rise and rise and rise. Because there are people that said, well, silver can get to $70 an ounce. I'm like, I don't think so. Eventually, it's going to come to a head and it's just going to go back down. Because people are going to sit there and like, oh, it's 50 bucks. I'm going to try to get rid of it while it's at record highs. And that's what it is. We got an unstable bull market right now. And people are like, hey, we're at record highs. Even though we've dropped a lot, we're still at record highs. And people are like, some of them are taking, I'm going to sell some stuff off. You know, and there's going to be jitters. And they're going to persist for a while. You know? Because, oh, so look at the stock market went again. Okay, you support Trump for the high stock market. You're going to support him now? Yeah. I mean, there's many facts. It's not just, you can't just blame the stock market's good or bad Obama or Trump or Bush or whatever. There's many factors that involve with the stock markets and the S&P 500s and the NASDAQ and all that stuff. But you can't just expect it to keep going up and going up and going up. I mean, eventually it's going to break and come down some. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. Okay. Got a little thing from my wife, so my producer. I do this from time to time. I've actually done full episodes, and I might actually do a conversation. It'd be off topic. It'd be, if y'all don't know, I was diagnosed 8 years ago, I think, or so, with metabolic type muscular myopathy, like a muscular dystrophy, and I run a support group that has almost 400 people in it, and as you come into this, it's amazing, because we're all from different walks of life, you know? I mean, I sat there, and I'm like, Happy Hanukkah to anyone who celebrates it, and, you know, Merry Christmas, and, whatever the case may be, how you doing, what's going on? And you have two people from Turkey that have a hard time finding doctors that are able to talk to each other. And how do you deal with it? And what do you do? And who have you seen? And, you know, and it's, you know, you take like a mediocre doctor here, and that's probably very, very high end for where they are, you know? And it's just, and I'm a very busy guy. I do too much. But I run that, and it just, we come together, you know. I mean, there has been a couple people that like, hey, I can, you know, if, you know, people try to sell rape, all kind of BS. I'm like, no. And somebody was like, oh, I can help, and I can get rid of pain, and I can help and do this and do that. And there's a bunch of people that were offended, and it's like, okay, when I have people offended, hey, I had to take, and he got all mad. I think he eventually came to, I'm like, this is not me. People came to me. I am the admin. I have to pick my battles. If they're offended, I got it. No. I mean, if you are a medical doctor and you have a medical degree, and you can prove to me you are a medical doctor, and you study this, okay. And you say, hey, I've, with my patients, this is, but you're not a doctor. And someone brought the concern that he used to be like a water distributor and sell water and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. Whatever the case may be, you know, and you work through things. We're all from, I have friends from Australia that, that one of their family members deals with the myopathy stuff. So it's, I mean, that's how we, you know, but you learn to deal with it, and you learn to accept it, and you learn to just try to go and do, and you have great days and you have bad days. You know, there are days that I don't want to get out of bed, but I have no choice. And there's days that I'm like, wow, this is my one of 2 days a month that I feel halfway decent. And sometimes I'm like, well, I hope I have some, because I'm like, well, maybe they all, I want to get out of bed, you know, because, I don't want to have one of those days where it's like, I don't want to get out of bed and it's my birthday. So, if anyone out there knows anyone with a myopathy, please. It's the myopathy support group on Facebook. It is a closed group, so that people who write can only see. So I just want to let you know, it's almost Valentine's Day, but if you're in the right relationship, folks, remember, every day is Valentine's Day, and I do so much for my wife all the time that, you know, she gets spoiled enough. I mean, I just, like, I got a little, like, I did a little Valentine's pre-thing for her, and I got a little mailbox, and you can put little notes saying you love her, and Bible quotes, whatever, and you lift up the thing whenever that flags up in the mailbox, you know, she's got something from me, and it's just something that, it means the world, you know, and it's something you can do year-round, because if I haven't told you, look it up, try to buy flowers any other time of the year, and then buy them during Valentine's Day, they're like five times as much, and folks, just because your wife says, you don't have to do anything for me on Valentine's Day, don't, no, that means you better come home with 50 boxes of chocolates, dinner reservations, 10 bottles of wine, 14 tons of roses, 8 million balloons. You better come home with all that stuff. You better have like a huge diamond the size of a horse turd, you know. Just because she says, oh, you don't have to do anything for me. Because if you don't do anything for you, Lord help you. The couch is where you'll be, gentlemen. The same. And if she says that, like, if she said that, like, 3 weeks ago, and you go up to her, like, 2 days later, so you really say, okay, because I'm not playing anything for Valentine's Day, because you said don't do anything. I'm trying, you know, make sure, and if she, and then see what her response is. If you say you're not going to do anything, because she'll probably get out the samurai sword and start swinging. I'm not saying you would. I'm just saying some women. See, my wife is, I treat her like a queen every day because that's what she is. And God gave me to her, so he's like, here you go, son. Take care of her. She's yours. Yes, sir, father. And I've been gifted with my wife, and I take care of her. And I treat her like women should be treated. You know, I actually have, where I work, a lady was using a walker and stuff, and when I got the door, you know, I held the door for her and her family, and this lady came up to me, and she goes, almost in tears, she goes, thank you. Chivalry is not dead. I said, ma'am, you're a woman. You are respected by me, and I will always hold the door for you or anybody, whether it's a male or female. It's just respect. It's what we do. And she goes, it's nice to know that chivalry is not dead. I said, not as long as I'm around, it never will be. But, you know what I mean? But then you may be a guy out there that no matter what you do, you can't please your wife. So then that's probably the wrong woman to be with. I mean, I've known several people so I'm going to get into this really fast. One of my good friends actually posted this, and I have to talk about this, and then I'll get into the English Premier League. But lawmakers are arguing and spending our tax dollars to argue over the color of Tide Pods. How about parents being responsible to keep them out of reach of young children and idiots who are eating them? What does the color make a difference? Make them black and kids would still eat them. Make them shaped like a turd and I guarantee you'd find someone that would eat a Tide Pod. Lawmakers push to make Tide Pods less appetizing. I couldn't even think of, they look gross to me, period. I would not even think about putting soap in my mouth. Mhm. Yeah, we used to have our mouths washed out by our moms. You know, nowadays kids want to wash their own mouths out. How does that make sense? Folks, we'll never die. We'll never die. We'll keep the red flag flying high. We're Manchester United, and we'll never die. Never, never, never. Hey, don't put it past any team. We got to play Newcastle, and I mean, that should be a win, but I mean, where are we? We play Sunday at 9:15 against Newcastle United. Yeah, I'll be able to watch like 5 minutes of the match and then have to go to work. I remember back in, I don't know, because I live in the States, but a couple years ago, three or four, I remember many years ago, I used to, like, okay, like I had to work on Sunday, but I could get up and the match started at like 7. And I could watch the matches at like 7. And then I'd be tired. I'm like, okay, I want to sleep, but then the match is on. So I was like, okay. But it's interesting. I see there's so much talk about what's going on here in the Premier League and with Manchester United, and there's rumors about players we might get, and like, will we get, because there's I honestly think come this summer we'll get Fabinho for $44 million. I think we got a lot of players. We just got to figure out where they were. We just got to get them where they play best. You know, I think Sanchez needs to be out front, you know, but if not, then he needs to play on the right, Anthony Martial on the left, you know, maybe Pogba out front, Lukaku. We got the players. We've got to just figure out where they fit in. And, but I honestly think, and this is one thing that I will bring up, as long as we have Fellaini on the team, I don't see it. If Jose Mourinho capes Fellaini, or he signs a 3-year contract or 2 or whatever, as long as he's there, I don't see a title ever at United. I don't care who the manager is. If they keep Fellaini, I don't see a title. Because you're only as good as your weakest link, and let me tell you, he's a weak link. You know, we got some players that shouldn't be United, and we got some players that are great. So, you know, Pulisic, I think, could easily come to United. I think that is, but I was hoping to get the Ball or Bale. But Mourinho has confirmed that they're not even a consideration. He's not even looking at them. So, I would have loved to have had the Ball at Man United. I mean, I think he's got great players. They need to just learn to play together. They need to know where their spot is on the pitch. And, you know, we need someone that can put some crosses into the box for sure. We're getting some exciting goals, but it's like one person doing it. It's not a team. It's not, you know. But it's one of those things that I always say, United is a legend. We're a team. We're not one player. We're many, many people. We're many thousands of fans. We're not an open checkbook like City has. You know, when you take someone like, well, look at Chelsea. When Pep Guardiola won, he had, you guessed it, he had Manchester United, its manager Mourinho, all his players. And now that he's done his thing, they haven't done anything. Well, I think I screwed up. But anyway, yeah, I mean, the City's manager, Pepe Guardiola, not the other way around. I was thinking of Chelsea. But anyways, but look at Pepe Guardiola, City's manager. He's given an unlimited checkbook. You know, he They have great talent. They have great players and stuff in the program, you know. And you look at, he goes to clubs where he can just take the people and turn them around. He has players. Phenomenal. He wouldn't. You never see Pepe Guardiola going to a club that. You never see him at a club where he has to work. When Conte came in to Chelsea, he had Jose Mourinho's players, a team that had just won the title. Bam, you know? A lot of these managers want to walk into a team where all they have to do is just add to the great team. They don't have to try to build it up. So, I wish Manchester United the United, and remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we need to pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night and goodbye.